opp https://opp med skråstrekk ens nummertegn class likhetstegn større enn tegn. Listen 2 The Exhibition, Bymuseet. Frontbage museums buy tickets gro-ups about as contact. Klear museums Bryggens museum Håkons Halde Rosenkrantz-Taue, Old Bergen museum De Leprossi museum De Sjol museum Damsgård Country Mansion Hodda museum Alvon Manor De Fire museum buy tickets contact. About the fondation the board of the fondation Bymuseet i Bergen Department of Public Utrak Department of Buildings Protection and Collection Management Buildings Development and Operations Volunteers More Langbuages. Klear. Listen 2 The Exhibition. The Loss of the Land 750 Years, in 1274, King Magnus V. Håkonsson presented his Loss of the Land. Between 1274 and 1276, Tei ver approveby all four regional assemblies as a replacement for the old provincial loss. The loss of the land remained in effect for over 400 years, until 1687. Althoug we know little about King Magnus as a person. But his legislative work and other sources suggest that he had a strong sense of justice. He took over legislative authority from the regional assemblies and created a more consistent legal system. The loss of the land were a milestone on the path towards centralized state power. Because of his efforts to reform the loss, King Magnus became known as the lawmaker. The 750th anniversary of the loss of the land is being celebrated all over Norway. This exhibition is the main event in the celebration of the Loss of the Land Jubilee in Vestland County. It is the result of a close collaboration between Bymuseet i Bergen, the University of Bergen, especially the University Library and the University Museum, and Vestland County. The exhibition adopts an interdisciplinary approach to the Loss of the Land and the Society for which Tei were created, with a Bergen and Vestland perspective. Like the provisions of the Loss of the Land, the content of the exhibition ranges from the grand and dramatic to the simple and ordinary. Emphasis has also been placed on creating a solemn and evocative setting for King Magnus' life work. The prologue. Magnus, by the grace of God, King of Norway, son of King Håkon, grandson of King Sverrir, sends goods and his own greeting to all friends of God and his in the Gulating district. The prologue is an introductory text to the Loss of the Land. The prologue is direct in style, voed like a letter ord as beek, which suggests that it was also meant to be read aloud. At the start of the exhibition, one can hear the prologue. Read out in old Norse, as it will have been heard at the regional assemblies. Herre, King Magnus Håkonsson initially salutes the people of the various regional assemblies and, in some versions, the archbishop and bishops by their names. Then he explains the background to the legislative work. How the law book is organized, and what the various parts rogly concern. Her relates how the provincial loss have been changed and adapted according to a desire to improve them. In this work, the king has received the help of the best men, vise legal experts and noblemen in his immediate circle. It is an apparently humble king who addresses his raders og listeners. At the same time, the loss of the land are undoubtedly the work of a powerful king with great authority. He has taken over the role of legislator at the expense of the regional assemblies and has made legislation at all for governance and development of the society. Section about going to assemblies. Now, if someone does not acquire its entire home region or with the royal magistrate, then the plaintiff can summon the person from whom they are undertaken compensation to the general assembly. Section about going to assemblies, CH. 10. The section about going to assemblies is the first section of the Loss of the Land. Bit primarily concerns the rules related to the regional assemblies for entire provinces, be convened once a year at a specific assembly site. It provides an account of the selection of representatives to the regional assemblies, how many shall be appointed from the various counties, how much travel money they were to recordive, how they shall behave at the assembly, the rituals and the what's involved, and the legal process itself. Ever since the Viking Age, Norway had been divided into four legislative regions, Gulating in the west and south, Frostating in the north, and Eidsivating and Borgarting in the east. It is assumed that the regional assemblies were originally open to all free men but later became representational, with elected men attending. The section about going to assembly states that the king's offices will select tosse tei de med best sited. The regional assemblies acted as supremacts for case that could not be resolved locally. Until the introduction of the laws of the land, the regional assemblies also had a legislative function and their own provincial laws. All new laws had to be passed at the general assemblies. Precisely by accepting King Magnus' new legislation and the royal right to improve the laws in the future, the general assemblies relinquished this duty. From then on, the king and his council were the country's legislators. Christianity section. It is the origin of the laws of Oush, people of Gulating, which is the origin of all good things, that we shall have and kept the Christian fight. Christianity section. CH. N. The Christianity section underlines the values of the Christian fight and the role that Christianity shall have in the kingdom. It first describes the fight and then the doctrine of the two swords, which concerns the kings and bishops' areas of responsibility, I. E. The division of secular and ecclesiastical power. The reason why the Christianity section is so short is that the church developed its own Christian law as a consequence of the doctrine of the two swords. For termore, the line of succession to the throne is defined, from the king's eldest trueborn son and downwards to the 13th level in line of succession, and guidelines are laid down for the election of the king shall trebe Norge pretenders at any level. The section 10 describes which properties and assets accrued to the king's successors and what could be inherited by other family members. Finally, it describes the king's what and the subject's what's of loyalty, from duke to passant. It thus provides insights into the king's what and the declarations of loyalty that are taught to have been made, etter when the royal successor was proclaimed king or at his coronation. Because the Christianity section deals with the legal foundation of the kingdom, the relationships between ecclesiastical and royal power and between the king and the people, it may well be called a constitutional law. The Christianity section is based on the first Christian law, which, according to the saga of Ritter Snorri Sturluson, was said to have been adopted at Ating Assembly at Moster about 250 years earlier, Aroen 1024. So, this year we celebrate not only the 750th anniversary of the laws of the land but also the 1,000th anniversary of the Christian law. Landefeng section. Now, suk a burdensome situation arises owing to the sins of mentat a hiten or Christian army invades the realm of the king of Norway in some plass. Landefeng section. CH. 3. The Landefeng section concerns military preparedness, mobilisation, vaships, equipment, and armament. Muk was based on the older provincial laws, but the laws of the land established common rules for the entire kingdom. The levy is the most important theme in this section, the naval defense system that, according to the saga of Ritter Snorri Sturluson, was introduced by King Haakon the Good in the mid-10th century. The levy scheme divided the counties into varship districts, areas obligated to provide a certain number of men and ships for the defense of the land. King Magnus de Lammenders testament of 1277 enumerates 279 Vasip districts. Theoretically, afle of over 300 longships an aroen 30,000 men kolbemustered, alt hug suk a massive levi vas never assembele. Vile dis vas an impressive military force, even by European standards, de levi force vas nevertheles a people's army, consisting mainly of passants. Te col not compare to the soldiers in the king's guard or the varioretines associated with powerful men of the elite. To var the end of the middle ages, the levy force was outmatched by continental ship types, mercenaries, and firearms. Human inviolability section. Det lovene som straffer. Mannhelgebolken, kapittel 17. The old Norse word mannhelge or mannhelger is usually translated as human inviolability. The human inviolability section precisely concerns the protection of life and one's body and honor. It enumerates personal injury, mutilation and homicide, bot premeditated and negligent, rape, adultery, defamation, and more. It also describes the legal procedures and punishments for inflicting tese on oters. A decisive difference from older legislation was tapas between the kingdom's subjects became, to amup greater extent, a matter for the king. This is one of the sections in the last of the land where we see most clearly the king's intervention to change legal practice and the understanding of lass. In the old provincial lass, Vik had their origins in the ancestral society of the Viking Age, the kindred of both victims and criminals had been obvious parties in the legal process. The family of the offender, for example, had to pay compensation, called a family fine, to several relatives of the offended party. It was also the family's duty to avenge violations and injustices, Vik led to bloody and long-lasting conflicts. Tere are manni suk examples in the old Norse sagas. It might as well be the stronger party and not justice tap prevaile. With the lass of the land, the offender himself, not his family or clan, was responsible for making amends. Moreover, only the victim or next of kin will recordive compensation, in addition to the king, wo was also to be compensated with fines for violations, injuries, and murder of his subjects. This also ensured solid revenues for the crown. Revenge and taking the justice into ones own hand will Norge longer alloved. Only the king's judges had the authority to judge and punish. The law was supposed to ensure justice not only for the offended but also for the accused. List of inheritance. A fater an a mother are to deside on ter daugters mariages if tei are a live. But if tei are dead, the closest paternal kinsmen are to deside. List of inheritance, ch. N. The list of inheritance describes how the transfer of inheritance shall take place. This part of the lass of the land begins with the regulation of daugters mariages. Beckhause Mariage was a Christian sacrament subject to ecclesiastical legislation, only the economic aspects of a wedding agreement are mentioned in the list of inheritance. Mariage was considered a transaction in which part of the vault was transferred through dowry from the woman's family to that of the man. Therefore, the family needed to have control over this process. The list of inheritance did not state that the parents decided when the daughter will marry, but if she made a choice against her parents' wishes, she will not be entitled to bring financial means into the marriage and will lose the right to inheritance. Vidos decided for themselves when they will marry. This section describes in detail who had the right to inheritance. Inheritance went from the first inheritance, Vik was reserve bylegitimate children, UP2 the titent inheritance, including third cousins. Women's inheritances were strengt hened by the lass of the land, but they continued to recordive less than men, Hvile av son vol inherit totids, ad daugter vol inherit oneför. Land redemption section. If a land is in the possession of the same branch of a family for 60 years or more, it becomes the allodial land of the person who possesses it. Land redemption section. CH. 2. This section mainly concerns what is now called the right to allodial land. In simple terms, allodial land is an agricultural property that has been in the possession of a family for a long time, and the right to allodial land gives heirs, in order of priority, the preferential right to take over the property. The owner of allodial land cannot sell it freely. According to the laws of the land, a land property became a lofen it had been owned by the same family for 60 years or four successive generations. Land gifted by the king could also become allodial land. If someone wanted to sell allodial land, it had to be offered during a county assembly so that tosse who had the strongest right in the family or clan would have the preferential right to buy it. The right to allodial land was so strong in medieval Norwegian society that one could legally extend the right of redemption for up to 60 years if one lekket the man's to redemte land. Thus, the right to allodial land could be maintained until a new right was obtained. If someone with the right to allodial land was absent when the sale was announced, the deadline for claiming the right was extended. Like the list of inheritance, the land redemption section also gave woman increased rights to inherit land compared to the earlier provincial laws. The provincial laws gave the right to allodial land only 2 mile heirs. In the laws of the land, brothers still had the right to allodial land, but it is clear that the law placed greater emphasis on family lines than on gender. The laws of the land mention the following woman as having the right to allodial land, daugters, paternal granddaughters, paternal sisters, and fraternal nieces. It is stated that the right to allodial land shall go to the family line onvikt the lotfell. Land tenans i sektion. All gorshavks and all gyrfalkons, revertei light her eggs, belong to a landene. Land tenans i sektion. CH. 52. The land tenancy section is the longest section of the laws of the land. In the time of the laws of the land, Norway was primarily a farmer's society, therefore, it is not surprising that large parts of the laws concern the regulation of agricultural property. The land tenancy section is based on the fact that most farmers in the high middle ages were tenants, like mans tap teipaid rent to landowners. This section can almost be seen as a handbook for rural life in the high middle ages. Herre, one can find instructions on how to pull a sheep ashore, exact descriptions of how to make a gate in a fence, which way roads should go, and how to should be maintained. Rivers are also considered roads. In this case, the nearest farm is obliged to provide the ferryman with what is needed. The last specific fines and punishments for causing damage to another man's property, including livestock. As elsewhere in the last, there is a clear distinction between negligent and intentional damage. The land tenancy section provides clear guidelines and obligations to take care of the poor and stipulates large fines for tosse who neglect this duty. Trade section. All contracts that have been formally agreed with a handshake are to be binding, tosse vi kan prevail bylå. Trade section, CH. 13. The trade section concerns purchase and sale of property, goods, and services. There was obviously a need for better regulations because this is one of the sections of the laws of the land that differ the most from the relevant provisions in the earlier provincial laws. Det altså to be confirmed with a handshake in the presence of witnesses. When land, says, an other valuable assets changed hands, charters with witnesses and sales were required. Agreements on the marriage of women were also included, perhaps surprisingly for modern people, but this was natural in Tossedeis backhouse it also concerned the transfer of property and other valuable assets. The trade section describes how one should deal with settlements, defaults, debts, and mortgages. It also includes the renting and lending of movable assets, boats, horses, and cattle. For termore, the trade section also mentions merchant trips and the shipping of goods. Even in an agricultural society that was largely based on self-sufficiency, many people had a surplus to sell and needed to buy what they did not produce themselves. The goods mentioned are primarily textiles, foodstuffs, and other necessities. An account is given of standards for weights and measures for various goods, and mandatory control and marking of weights and measuring cups. Archaeological finds of weights and trade goods are evidence of trade. It is clear that purkasing and saying was the domain of adult men. Underage persons were not allowed to buy anything. Women could only trade in goods of limited value, depending on the estate to which they belonged, and a purchase that exceeded this value could be invalidated. Tieve section. Now, it can be told that if someone steals food what is unavetoge work to support themselves, and so, on account of hunger, saves their life, that theft is by Norge man's worth of punishment. Tieve section. CH. N. The last section of the last of the land is the tieve section, which defines theft and describes how to hold tieves accountable. It describes procedures for accusations, claims and summons, purchase and ransacking, arrest, detention, trial, and punishment. If, for example, tieves were caught in the act, they were to be brought to the king's representative with the law to Don Teirbeck. It is emphasized that Atif's punishment should be meted out according to the circumstances. Hvorfor stole fod ven hungry, backhouse te could not find work to support themselves, was to escape punishment. Fines were the most common form of punishment, but hvorfor stole muk ord frequently risked the death penalty. Several concrete examples of what counted as theft are given. Stealing vegetables and fruits, milking other people's calves, stealing cats and dogs, snatching knives and belts, abducting hacks, moving bondar i stones, etc. A person who was accused of theft could try to exonerate themselves by swearing an oath of innocence. The tieve section describes how oaths were to be sworn and how many people should take an oath along with the accused to strengthen the oath. The size of a fine and the seriousness of a crime determined how many witnesses were needed. The law also described how individuals who took false oaths were to be punished. Law amendments. A law amendment by Eirik Magnussons Guardian Council, 2 juli 1280, Statstat. The law book tate honorable Lord King Magnus, or Fathær, produced. In some case does not sem to provie de clea reasoning tat people ned, antere are more circumstances in the case than one can expect suk a small book to determine. Last of the land manuscripts often and with a series of amendments added to the original text. Norwegian lass were constantly sjanged and expanded during the Viking Age and the Middle Ages. King Magnus V. Håkonsson was nicknamed the lawman der backhouse he improvede lass. Large parts of the lass of the land were based on the old provincial lass. In earlier times, to terms were used to describe sjanges to lass, the såkalled nym. Li, vikver nye statutori provisions, an retterbøter, vikver anmens to existing lass. After the introduction of the lass of the land in 1274, nymeli disappeared, vile anmens inkraset. Even in the main text of the lass of the land, before the epilogue, tre are to anmens, one introduced by King Magnus himself and the other introduced by his fathær, King Håkon, Håkonsson. To amendments by King Magnus are also included in the human inviolability an land redemption sections. King Magnus Håkonsson Sands, Eirik, 1280-1299, an Håkon, 1299-1319, vår egne after him, Isued, a great manly law amendments. Tei law amendments covered a wide range of topics and will link to most sections of the last of the land. An important recurring theme among Magnus Sands was the tug of war between the king and the church. Håkon V. Magnusson was also particularly concerned with preventing corruption and abuse of power among the king's officials at all levels. With his law amendment from 1302 regarding succession to the throne and guardian council, he dealt with the misrule ensuing after King Magnus de II avoid in the future the unprecedented damage that the kingdom suffered while both of us brothers were in childhood. Reading between the lines of these law amendments, one can perhaps infer vi Audun Hugleikson, one of the most important figures behind the last of the land, ended up on the gallows in Nones in 1302. Tere are Norge reliable so urses as to what happened, but after Håkon was krovned in 1299. He had Audun arrested. Tere is reason to believe that Audun had abused his power and authority and was convicted of treason, a crime that could not be pardoned. Frontbage. Museums Museum Shop Svatsån. Buy tickets Gro UPS contact. Abo ute fondation, More Langbuages address. Bymuseet i Bergen postbox 4052, Sandviken 5835 Bergen. Phone plus 47 55 30 80 30 e-mail post krøllalfa bymuseet. Norge 2025 Bryggens museum. Alerts reserved. Frontbage Museums Museum Shops Vats on Buy Tickets Gro UPS Contact Abort Fondation More Langbuages Follow Us. Personvern. Terms et time conditions. Copyright 2025 Bryggens museum. Alerts reserved. Personvern. De personaldata tate City Museum in Bergen kan collect, process an store is determined by the personaldata act. This applies to the entire company's work, including the website. Bymuseet. Norge is the website of the City Museum in Bergen and covers all our museums and departments. The website useslog files, we collect information such as IP addresses, browser type, referalpage, ISP, time, etc. The data can not be linked to you as a person. The website uses cookies, also called cookies. Read more about cookies. The purpose. Personal data act stipulates that we must inform about how personal data we record is used. We process personal data in accordance with Chapter 2, Section 8 of the Personal Data Act. The City Museum in Bergen collects personal information both in connection with public services and related to the museum's research, documentation and archiving. The responsible for processing. Director is, on behalf of the City Museum in Bergen, responsible for processing the company's processing of personal data. Organisation Nambe, 988.212.024. Collection and processing of personal information. On the website Bymuseet. Norge we collect personal information through registration for events, competitions or other contact with the City Museum in Bergen. The basis for this treatment is Article 6b of the Privacy Ordinance. Where you have consented to it, the information is also used to provide you with information, offers and service in newsletters, e-mail, telephone and SMS. The basis for this treatment is the Privacy Ordinance Art 6a. You cannot any time refuse to recordive such information from us, or withdraw your consent. The collections, documentation and research. City Museum in Bergen also collects personal information in connection with our social mission. This may be personal information that accompanies objects, photographs, interviews, gifts, donations, etc. This data is collected only to the extent necessary for the sake of the social mission and the public interest. The data processing takes place in accordance with the Archives Act. Job applicants. In connection with employment, the City Museum in Bergen recordives personal information from applicants. This information is processed in accordance with the Privacy Act. Personal information on our website. Search the site keywords that users search for on the site are collected and stored in Google Analytics. The purpose of the storage is to be able to use data about what is being searched for, to adapt the content on the pages and make the search function better. The keywords cannot be linked to other information about the user or performed search. Order. Buttons and external links on some pages on the website, tre are order buttons tatt lea to other websites, suk as the purchase button in the event kalender. If the link leads to a website other than bymuseet. Norge, the City Museum in Bergen is not responsible for the processing of personal data on the external site. It is then the external website's privacy statement tatt applies. Integrated elements from external sites some pages on the site may use integrated content from external sites, such as TripAdvisor, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram. These elements love cookies in your browser, which the respective platforms use for statistics and marketing, see information about cookies above. The City Museum in Bergen does not store information about your use of these elements. It is only collected and stored by the external actor. Information security. We secure your personal information by both physical and virtual access and access control, as well as by encrypting sensitive parts of submitted information. Our websites are secured with SSL-certifikatet. Bergen City Museum in social media. You can also find the City Museum in Bergen in social media, such as Facebook and Instagram. Your activity and information from your profile is displayed on the page where you have written or posted photos, to all visitors to the page, profile. This information is the media's, eg Facebook, property and is not stored at the City Museum in Bergen. We do not use your comments or your profile information other than that they appear in the comments field on the page. In this case, it is the social media platform's own privacy statement that applies. Storage and disclosure of information. Personal information registered on our websites is not available to other visitors to the website. The information will not be shared with third parties unless this is necessary to deliver the service that has been ordered and you have given consent. The City Museum in Bergen does not sell your personal information to others. Information registered in connection with events is stored in accordance with the law. They are not used for anything other than the event. The information will not be shared with third parties beyond this, unless you have given your consent to this when filling out the form. If you are applying for a job at the City Museum in Bergen, we store your application and personal information as long as the recruitment process is ongoing. Then all your data will be deleted, unless otherwise agreed an active consent to this has been given in writing. Personal information that is registered in connection with collections of documentation and research is stored on a separate server, in a lockable cabinet and in magazines. Access, correction or deletion of personal data. We process your personal data in accordance with the Personal Data Act and current regulations. Please note that you can demand access to and transfer of your own personal information, as well as demand correction or deletion of information. It can be complained to the data inspectorate about processing in violation of the rules. Contact information. Inquiries about what information is registered, correction and deletion can be sent to post-krøllalfa bymuseet. Norge or the City Museum in Bergen, på box 4052 Sandviken, 5835 Bergen. Privacy and cookies in the City Museum download document here. Terms et time conditions. The personal data tatt bymuseet Bergen kan collect, process and store is determined by the personal data act. This applies to the entire company's work, including the website. Bymuseet. Norge is the website of Bymuseet I Bergen. It covers all our museums and departments. The website uses log files, we collect information such as IP addresses, browser type, referalpage, ISP, time, etc. The data can not be linked to you as a person. The website uses cookies, also called cookies. Read more about cookies. The purpose. Personal data act stipulates that we must inform about how personal data we recordive is used. We process personal data in accordance with Chapter 2, Section 8 of the Personal Data Act. Bymuseet I Bergen collects personal information both in connection with public services and related to the museum's research, documentation and archiving. De responsible for processing. Director is, on behalf of Bymuseet I Bergen, responsible for processing the company's processing of personal data. Organisation Nambe, MVA 988.212.024. Collection and processing of personal information. On the website Bymuseet. Norge we collect personal information through registration for events, competitions or other contact with Bymuseet I Bergen. The basis for this treatment is Article 6b of the Privacy Ordinance. Where you have consented to it, the information is also used to provide you with information, offers and service in newsletters, e-mail, telephone and SMS. The basis for this treatment is the Privacy Ordinance Art 6a. You cannot any time refuse to recordive such information from us, or withdraw your consent. The collections, documentation and research. Bymuseet I Bergen also collects personal information in connection with our social mission. This may be personal information tatt av kompaniets objekts, photographs, intervjus, gifts, donations, etc. This data is collected only to the extent necessary for the sake of the social mission and the public interest. The data processing takes place in accordance with the Archives Act. Job applicants. In connection with employment, Bymuseet I Bergen recordives personal information from applicants. This information is processed in accordance with the Privacy Act. Personal information on our website. Search the site Keivors tatt users search for on the site are collected and stored in Google Analytics. The purpose of the storage is to be able to use data about what is being searched for, to adapt the content on the pages and make the search function better. The Keivors cannot be linked to other information about the user for performed search. Order. Buttons and external links. On some pages on the website, there are order buttons tatt layout to other websites, such as the purchase button in the event calendar. If the link layouts to a website other than Bymuseet. Norge, Bymuseet I Bergen is not responsible for the processing of personal data on the external site. It is ten the external website's privacy statement tatt applies. Integrated elements from external sites some pages on the site may use integrated content from external sites, such as TripAdvisor, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram. TC Elements lave cookies in your browser. Viktig respektive plattforms use for statistics and marketing, si informasjon about cookies above. Bymuseet i Bergen does not store informasjon about your use of TC Elements. It is only collected and stored by the external actor. Information security. We secure your personal information by both physical and virtual access and access control, as well as by encrypting sensitive parts of submitted information. Our websites are secured with SSL-certifikatet. Bymuseet i Bergen in social media. You can also find Bymuseet i Bergen in social media, such as Facebook and Instagram. Your activity and information from your profile is displayed on the page where you have written or posted photos, to all visitors to the page, profile. This information is the medias, eg Facebook, property and is not stored at Bymuseet i Bergen. We do not use your comments or your profile information utter tan ta te appar in the comments field on the page. In TC case, it is the social media platform's own privacy statement that applies. Storagan disclosure of information. Personal information registered on our websites is not available to other visitors to the website. The information will not be shared with third parties unless this is necessary to deliver the service that has been ordered and you have given consent. Bymuseet i Bergen does not sell your personal information to others. Information registered in connection with events is stored in accordance with the law. Te are not used for anything other than the event. The information will not be shared with third parties beyond this unless you have given your consent to this when filling out the form. If you are applying for a job at Bymuseet i Bergen, we store your application and personal information as long as the recruitment process is ongoing. Then all your data will be deleted, unless otherwise agreed and active consent to this has been given in writing. Personal information that is registered in connection with collections of documentation and research is stored on a separate server, in a lockable cabinet and in magazines. Access. Correction or deletion of personal data. We process your personal data in accordance with the Personal Data Act and current regulations. Please note that you can demand access to and transfer of your own personal information, as well as demand correction or deletion of information. It can be complained to the Data Inspectorate about processing in violation of the rules. Terms booking. All our prices inclusive of 12% V. A. T. We accept vouchers and have an invoicing system, 30 days term. Accompanying certificate special needs, free for companion. 25% discounts on gruppes more than 10 persons. Guide and driver fri av skjerge. Not applicable to Bryggen Guiding, City Walks, Teatre Vox, Gide Tor etc. Prises applis in or ordinary opening hos. Requests all year are on outside the official opening hos are welcome, additional face my occur. Please contact us at booking krøllalfa bymuseet. Norge. Cancellation policy. Visits within regular opening hos. If canceled later than 48 hours in advance customer pay 25% of the entrance fee. Latest change of Pax 24 hours in advance. Visits outside regular opening hours, if canceled with 14 days notice e, free of charge, otervise Norge refund of additional fees. If canceled later than 48 hours customer pay 25% of entrance fee. Kontaktinformasjon. Inquiries about what information is registered, correction and deletion kan be sent to post krøllalfa bymuseet. Norge or bymuseet i Bergen, på boks 4052 Sandviken, nå 5835 Bergen. Cookies will use cookies on our website to give you the most relevant experience by remembering your preferences on repeat visits. By clicking accept, you consent to the use of all the cookies. However, you may visit cookie settings to prove a controller consent. Cookie settings accept manage consent close privacy overview this website uses cookies to improve your experience while you navigate through the website. Out of these cookies, the cookies that are categorized as necessary are stored on your browser as they are essential for the working of basic functionalities of the website. We also use third-party cookies that help us analyze and understand how you use this website. These cookies will be stored in your browser only with your consent. You also have the option to opt out of these cookies. But opting out of some of these cookies may have an effect on your browsing experience. Necessary. Always enabled. Necessary cookies are absolutely essential for the website to function properly. These cookies ensure basic functionalities and security features of the website anonymously. Cookie, duration, description. --cf-bm 30 minutes. This cookie, set by Cloudflare, is used to support Cloudflare boot management. AK-BMC 2 hosh. This cookie is used by Akamai to optimize site security by distinguishing between humans and boots. AK-debug session. Vimeo sets this cookie which is essential for the website to pay video functionality. Cookie law info checkbox advertisement, NJR, set by the GDPR cookie consent plugin, this cookie is used to record the user consent for the cookies in the advertisement category. Cookie law info checkbox analytics, 11 months, this cookie is set by GDPR cookie consent plugin. The cookie is used to store the user consent for the cookies in the category analytics. Cookie law info checkbox functional, 11 months, the cookie is set by GDPR cookie consent to record the user consent for the cookies in the category functional. Cookie law info checkbox necessary, 11 months, this cookie is set by GDPR cookie consent plugin. The cookies is used to store the user consent for the cookies in the category necessary. Cookie law info checkbox others, 11 months, this cookie is set by GDPR cookie consent plugin. The cookie is used to store the user consent for the cookies in the category other. Cookie law info checkbox performance, 11 months, this cookie is set by GDPR cookie consent plugin. The cookie is used to store the user consent for the cookies in the category performance. Cookie law info consent, NJR, records the default button state of the corresponding category attain the status of CPA. It works only in coordination with the primary cookie. Datadom, session, this is a security cookie set by force 24 to detect boots and malicious traffic. Isesionid, session, the Isesionid cookie is used by New Relic to store a session identifier so that New Relic can monitor session counts for an application. Vieved-cookie-policy, 11 months, the cookie is set by the GDPR cookie consent plugin and is used to store vetter or not user has consented to the use of cookies. It does not store any personal data. Vuid, 2 years, Vimeo installs this cookie to collect tracking information by setting a unique ID to embed videos to the website. Funktional. Funksjonelle funktional cookies help to perform set in functionalities like sharing the content of the website on social media platforms, collect feedbacks, and other third-party features. Cookie, duration, description. --fb-chat-plugin, never, This cookie is used to track the user's interaction with Facebook chat widget. Messaging understrek plugin understrek https://bymuseet. Nå skråstrek understrek n22768891117097. Never. This cookie is used by Facebook to enable its chat widget functionalities. Server på all. Session. This cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This cookie is used for user tracking and viewing embedded contents from TripAdvisor like payment of referral commission fees etc. Ta session. Session. This cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This cookie is used for user tracking and viewing embedded contents from TripAdvisor like payment of referral commission fees etc. Task. 5 months 27 days. This cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This cookie is used for viewing embedded contents to the visitor from TripAdvisor. It also helps to know whether the visitor had clicked on the advertisement to collect payment from the TripAdvisor. Tatravel Info, 14 days. This cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This cookie is used for viewing contents and ads from TripAdvisor. Vic in return helps to earn money from TripAdvisor if the visitor has clicked the ads. Analytics. Analyse. Analytical cookies are used to understand how visitors interact with the website. These cookies help provide information on metrics the number of visitors, bounce rate, traffic source, etc. Cookie, duration, description, understrek ga, to years, de understrek ga cookie, installe by Google Analytics, calculates visitor, session and campaign data and also keeps track of site usage for the site's analytics report. The cookie stores information anonymously and assigns a randomly generated number to recognize unique visitors. Understrek ga understrek keks 68J2Z2Years. This cookie is installed by Google Analytics. Understrek gat understrek UA75089071. En minute. A variation of the understrek gat cookie set by Google Analytics and Google Tag Manager 2 all of website owners to track visitor behavior and measure site performance. The pattern element in the name contains the unique identity number of the account or website it relates to. Understrek guide. En deg. Installe by Google Analytics. Understrek guide cookie stores information on how visitors use a website. Vile also creating an analytics report of the website's performance. Some of the data that are collected include the number of visitors, their source, and the pages they visit anonymously. Consent, 2 years. YouTube sets this cookie via embedded YouTube videos and registers anonymous statistical data. Tatsid, 10 years. TripAdvisor sets this cookie to store a unique ID for users, to help them via embedded content from TripAdvisor. Advertisement. Annonsering. Advertisement cookies are used to provide visitors with relevant ads and marketing campaigns. These cookies track visitors across websites and collect information to provide customized ads. Cookie, duration, description, SRT, 30 minutes. This cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This is a TripAdvisor session cookie used for advertising purposes. Takts, 2 months. This cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This cookie is used for showing travel information and ads based on the user preferences. Tart, 5 days. This cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This cookie is used for viewing contents and ads from TripAdvisor. Vic in return helps to earn money from TripAdvisor if the visitor has clicked the ads. Taud, 14 days. This cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This is TripAdvisor session cookie-used for advertising purposes. Taunik, 2 years, this cookie is set by the provider TripAdvisor. This cookie is used for showing travel information on ADS based on the user preferences. Visitor_info_live, 5 months 27 days, a cookie set by YouTube 2 med sure bandwidth tatt I termines vetter det user gets the new or old player interface. Visk, session, is cookie is set by YouTube and is used to track the VFs of embedded videos on YouTube pages. Ytre mot ikonene setter devises, never, YouTube sets this cookie to store the video preferences of the user using embedded YouTube video. Ytre mot devsid, never, YouTube sets this cookie to store the video preferences of the user using embedded YouTube video. Yt, innertube colon next id, never, this cookie, set by YouTube, registers a unik I to store data om hva videos from YouTube the user har seen. Yt. Innertube colon requests, never, this cookie, set by YouTube, registers a unik I to store data om hva videos from YouTube the user har seen. Oter andre oter unkategorised cookies are tossetat are being analysed an have not been classified into a category as yt. Performance. Ytelse performance cookies are used to understand and analyse the key performance indexes of the website which helps in delivering a better user experience for the visitors. Save et tegn accept.